Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to this latest edition of the Kosafa Show as you wrap up the recent Women's Championship final. It was won by the Twiga Stars of Tanzania at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium. We also get a fascinating insight from the French coach Claude Leroy, who's a legend of African football.
We'll hear from Bafana Bafana coach Hugo Bruce following their twin victories over Ethiopia this past week, which leaves them, along with Madagascar, as the last Kosafa team with a realistic chance of advancing to the next stage of World Cup qualifying.
But first, let's get reaction from Tanzania's women's national team coach, Bakari Shime, after he led his side to the Kosafa Women's Championship title. The East African guest nation now hold the Kosafa Women's titles at under 17, under 20, and senior level, having completed the clean sweep with their 1-0 victory over Malawi this past week.
First of all, I thank my girls for what they did in this game, because they struggled a lot in this game because of a number of injuries outside the pitch, even inside the pitch. Some players, they are playing with injuries today, so which caused our style of play or our performance was very, 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 very low. So all of all, it was a very, very competitive match. It deserved to be a final match. Malawi was playing with the great effort, and they push us to play as they need. So all of all, the players try to be aggressive, and they take the game in the second half and won the trophy. First of all, I'm happy. Me as a coach, I'm happy, and even our teams. Last year, we came here and we finished in group stage. We played the only two matches and won one matches and lost one matches. So to play the all five matches to us is very, very, very improvement. And to win all matches even more is very, very important for us. So we achieved a lot in this tournament this year. And I hope for what our team did here.
Of competition, the competitiveness in this tournament. What can you say? You played last year, you've played this year. Can you say the level this time was high up there? What's the way you compare?
The level of this year tournament is very, very high. It's very high. When you look in Group B, where Tanzania come there, it was a very, very tough teams, Zimbabwe, Botswana, even South Sudan. So we played very, very tough games, and we learned a lot of things from the game. So all of all, the tournament right now was very high.
Malawi had hoped it would be they who would lift the coveted Senior Women's Championship trophy for the first time, and coach McNerbert Kazua says they can take many positives from their showing in Nelson Mandela Bay, which included a famous victory over host South Africa in the semi-finals.
It was a good game. It was a nice one. Wherever there are two teams competing, the other one has to lose and the other one has to win. So Tanzania got a chance and they utilized the chance and they got a goal. So we had created a lot of chances, but we did not utilize them. We failed to use those chances. Our friends got it, and then they're the winner. So we congratulate our colleagues. We congratulate Tanzania for winning, for being the champions. But we really wanted to become the champions. Being in the southern region, we wanted to become the champions. Unfortunately, we have lost. Yeah, next time there's always next time. So we are preparing for the CAF games that are coming ahead of us. Still, we are on the way, but it has been an achievement since we started coming for the COSAFA tournament. We have always been relegated in the group stages, but this time we've gone through up to the finals. Then this is a great improvement to us, and we commend our girls for doing it, for reaching to the finals. We have lost. We accept that one. Yeah, we have learned a lot. In a competition, we never say it is over until it is over. So the way the competition was held, it has given us a lesson. We have learned a lot of things, the way the teams are getting organized here, and the way the tournament was being organized. We have learned that one. And we know teams, when they reach to this tournament, they need to fight very hard. They need to do whatever can be done in order for them to win. And not only that, we have seen that most of the teams that we met here, they are well experienced. So we need also to have such experiences that we go back home with a lot of experience that we have learned from here.
Coach, the fact that you have played in quite a number of such tournaments, how can you rate the level, the competitiveness of the tournament this year?
Yeah, it's very massive. It's very strong. This time it's going very, very higher. It is going higher and higher. We can see that there is a lot of talent that is being unearthed. A lot of this talent, which was hidden, is now coming on. So even us too, Malawians, we brought in new talents. We brought in new girls that they beefed up into the team. So we could see that that talent, which was hidden, is now coming up.
Bafana Bafana have kept alive their World Cup hopes with a pair of wins against Ethiopia to remain top of their qualifying pool, 1 point ahead of second place Ghana. They will welcome Zimbabwe for their next match in November, and then they will travel to Ghana in hopes of advancing to the next stage. Coach Hugo Bruce offers his thoughts on the progress of the national team so far.
First of all, you have to know that we had an awful trip last week to Ethiopia. what the boys did there in Ethiopia was fantastic, on mentality and character. So we tried it today also, but the trip to Ethiopia was in the legs of the boys. You saw it. We were not really fresh. We didn't neutralize that good midfield, and we suffered. But I can't blame them. The way they fight 90 minutes and the way they wanted that victory, I have to congratulate them. Sure, surely. I said before, those two games, those can be two key games. It's not really what we expected or hoped, but okay, we are still first. That is very important. And now we will see in November that the home game here against Zimbabwe is maybe the most important game now of the group, of the qualifiers game. So let's hope that we will be ready for that game and certainly a little bit more fresher than we were today. As you said, we have a clean sheet, and this is very important, because that means that before the game starts, you have only 1 point. And if you can score, maybe you can win the game, like today. So we can keep a clean sheet. And that is a very good quality. In Ethiopia, we could count on Ronwen. He did two fantastic saves. Otherwise, we were not in the match anymore at that moment. But he did it. And today, the defense was good. The defense stood where they have to be, and we didn't give so many chances. There were some situations where it was danger, but really chances were not so much. That means that on that level we were good positioned, and that our defense is very strong. And the fans, yes, the fans, we hope that for the next game against Zimbabwe that we can see more fans on the stands, because like game like this, if we have bad moments, if we suffer, and then you have the fans behind you, that gives you energy. And let's hope that today were 2,000, maybe let's dream 10 times more. It should be fantastic. I think little by little, I find the group with who I will work in the next months, maybe years. But we're still looking for better players, because we still have some weaknesses in our group. Certainly. And it should be a miracle that after 2 months' work, that you immediately have a fantastic team. This is impossible. So we have to go on working. Certainly we as technical staff, we have to go and visiting games and see after good players who can be more quality for our team. But in general, I can say now that we are not so far anymore from a group of players with whom we will go on working for the next months or years. I think if we can make a combination of the good game we played against Ghana and the mentality and the character that we showed two times against Ethiopia. I think we have a great chance to be first in our group, really. But I know also if the situation is what it is now in 1 month, and we have to go to Ghana with 1 point ahead. That should be already something, because then that means that Ghana has to win the game. There is no other solution. So maybe we can do something there, and with the match of Sudan in mind from months ago, that can never happen anymore. If we start the game against Ghana with 1 point ahead, we will fight till we die. That's for sure. That's for sure. And then we will see if they are stronger than we. Okay, then they are stronger than we. But first of all, Zimbabwe. Let's think about that.
Claude Lwa is a legend of African football, having worked on the continent for 36 years, helping Cameroon to Africa Cup of Nations glory. The Frenchman was most recently in charge of Togo for a five-year spell and shares his thoughts on a number of issues pertaining to the game on the continent.
The average level of African football is improving every year. And you can see that when they keep coaches a long time in charge of the national team, the results are still growing, like in Senegal, in Algeria, for example.
Yes.
Now, what we need for African football, and maybe we won't have for Ballon d'Or only two players of Africa. When you see, for example, that's a shame that Mendy, the keeper of Chelsea, is not in the 30 best players of the world.
Yes.
It seems unbelievable. I think that people in Europe are looking at Africa like an exotic country. They don't realize that, for example, last season with COVID-19, the three best top scorers of the Premier League, would seem, everybody is saying that it's the best champion team in the world, were from Africa.
Yes, yes.
So Salah, Mane, and Aubameyang.
Yes.
And how you cannot recognize the level of African football? Sure, there is a big problem. It's the result in the World Cup, and we need to climb and to go through this quarter final for once, and one day to arrive semi-final and final. It will happen, but the level of the football in Africa is still growing every year, every year, every year.
And do you think in Qatar that there will be a big improvement on what happened in Russia? I mean, there can obviously only be an improvement on what happened in Russia, but do you think there can be a significant improvement from the five?
I think so. After it depends on the level also. The players are not enough. Football is a global result, and the level of the coach, you know, that also, and also the level of the dirigent, of the people in charge of football in Africa, that I think they are, most of them, the level is very weak.
Yes.
We put people to be nice with somebody for political reasons in the country, and there are few top-level people involved in charge in football as president of federation. You know, I know what is a great president. When I was very young, I arrived in Cameroon. My president was Issa Hayatou, and with Issa Hayatou, people, they can say what they want, but in 2 months after he arrived, everything changed, you know. The organization of the championship, the consideration of the technical, of the regional technical coach, everything. You know? And that like that you built a football. You know? You have not enough... In South Africa, the organization is good, but sometimes Africa, the package is very beautiful, but inside there is some mistake.
Yes. And can I ask you what you think in terms of this coming Nations Cup in Cameroon? Who do you consider amongst the favorites footballing-wise?
I think that one small time, Senegal, Algeria... Maybe. Cameroon, because they are the host of the competition, and it was difficult, even if in Egypt it was not the same result, but I think normally Cameroon will be there.
And can I ask you, sir, what you think about the expansion of the numbers? I mean, you've seen the Nations Cup begin with 8 teams and now up to 24, and you have countries like Comores, Gambia competing for the first time. Is it positive or negative?
I have to respect Comores because they put us out of the competition.
Yes.
Yes.
We lost 1-0 in a lone air. We deserve to win 99% of time. We won this game, but we lost this game. And that's life of football. I think they're a good coach. They're working since 7 years with the same coach. And it's a Marseille team, you know, because not one of the players is from Comor. They are all 80% are from Marseille, you know,
yes.
Because the capital of Comor really is not Moroni, it's Marseille. And we have some players who play in Premier League, in Ligue 1 in France, and they work year after year, they work well, they did a good job. We play a lot of games in friendly games against Comor before to play against them. For the World Cup, we put them out for the qualification of World Cup, but also for the Africa Cup ambition. And since 6 years, I was always repeating, don't think that Comor is a very small team. It's a good team, very difficult to play. And they're improving because even tactically they are playing higher and higher on the pitch. At the beginning, they were very good to defend. Now they try to create something in their group in Africa Cup of Nations. It will be very difficult, but it won't be very, very easy for the opponents.
So you think that the expansion to 24 teams is a good thing?
No.
Why not?
I think that 16 teams was perfect. I think that's a demagogic political of football, like Arsène, who is my friend, wants to do with the World Cup every 2 years. You know, I think that's stupid reflection, stupid thoughts about football. You know, it's completely demagogic. It's only for financial reasons. You know.
Yes.
But football is more important than money. Always.
Do you think your record in terms of longevity in the African game and the number of competitions that you had in Cannes will ever be broken?
I don't know. But the records are made to be beaten, you know.
But as you said yourself, there's not much longevity for African coaches these days, unfortunately, or there never has been, really.
No, it's difficult. No, but you know what happened with me? It's very, very surprised because I was never sacked nowhere. You know, I always decide to leave. And that's a big privilege, you know.
Yes.
And everywhere I work, the people always ask me to come back. That's why I'm proud, you know. That means that I think I work even in Togo, you know. I create a Grand Du Togo with 15,000 kids and girls and boys everywhere in all the village of Togo, and it's a huge success, you know, Grand Du Togo, and because there is no championship for the youth categories. That's terrible, you know. That's where we have to improve the quality of the field, the quality of the young coaches for education, not only education on the pitch, but education at all, for schools, you know, to find a good balance between football and education. That's my, always I fight about that, you know, and that's what I will do as soon as it will be okay for Eva. I will go because I wrote a book, and I will go everywhere in all the capital in Africa to present the book with the French government and to make a big lecture on what is the job of the coach, not only of the field, but also in terms of education.
The last thing I want to ask you, sir, is there is a sort of a young generation of African coaches coming through now. We think about the guy from the Comores, for example. We think about Pitso Mosamani with Al Ahly. Do you see some promise in this aspect? Do you believe that we are on the cusp of maybe...
You have to talk about Mali also. You know, Mali can be a good surprise in the Africa Cup of Nations.
Yes, with Magasuba.
Who is also a good coach, local African coach. But you know, when they're talking about Ali Cissé and Jamel Belmadi, who are my friends, they're African coach, sure, but they're French coach at the origin.
Yes.
All their career of the beginning and as football players and their education in football were in France. It's not like I remember the coach of Mazembe who was in the final. I was my captain in the national team of Senegal.
Lamine
Diaye.
That's right, yes.
Lamine Diaye is his education at the beginning was in Africa, you know. He grew in Africa, he played in Africa, and after he came in Cannes and he made his career as a professional player in France. That I think that's a very good indication for Africa to see the arrival of a very good local coach. You know, that I think that's normal. That's why all my assistants who were from Africa became number one as a head coach in the national team after I left.
That's it for another episode of the CASAFA Show. We look forward to your company again in 2 weeks' time when we will be wrapping up the Women's Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers and looking ahead to the final round of preliminaries for the men who are striving to qualify for the World Cup in Qatar.
Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on Soccer Laduma Radio, CASAFA.tv, Spotify, and iTunes. And you can also get the latest news via our website at www.casafa.com. And on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.